beyond seeing that I married at a very early age, possibly with the hope that I would, at least, provide a son who would be not at all like me. But the poor man had not been able to get even this out of me. It was not, understand, that I opposed any will of my own to taking the path upon which my father wished to embark me. I took them all. But taking them was all I did. I did not do any walking to speak of, but would come to a halt at every step, at every smallest stone I encountered, to hover about it, first at a distance, and then closer up, and I wondered no little how others could go on past me without taking any account whatever of that stone, which for me, meanwhile, had come to assume the proportions of an insurmountable mountain, as well as those of a world in which, without any further ado, I might have made myself at home. I had remained, halting like this, at the first steps I had taken along so many paths, my mind full of worlds, or of little rocks, which amounts to the same thing. As a matter of fact, it did not seem to me that those who had passed me, and who had gone all the way, were substantially any the wiser.